The Almanac in subframes 4 and 5 tell the receiver where to find the satellites, and these little pieces, these little truncated ephemerides in the Almanac help it do that. Now, the MAD navigation message repeats every 12 and a half minutes. The time to download it, or for a receiver to actually acquire the entire navigation message, can take 12 and a half up to 25 minutes on a cold boot, meaning starting a receiver that hasn't been turned on for a good length of time and needs to acquire the entire navigation message. But once it does acquire whole thing, it can then spot the other satellites and acquire them pretty quickly after that. Also, there's information about the satellite health in the navigation message. This is important because, of course, GPS satellites operate in a rather hostile environment, and if they're having trouble, if there's something wrong, in other words, if some of the clocks, there are usually two types, rubidium and cesium, and up to four oscillators on the satellites. This health data allows the receiver to give some information about which satellites might not be entirely correct to track. They might receive a signal, a receiver might receive a signal and be able to say that, well, this signal is unhealthy and so shouldn't be used in the positioning.